bombastic insults of an African-American congressman, Democrat Elijah Cummings of Baltimore, and blasting Cummings' majority black district. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Days after calling the district a disgusting mess, the president today described it as filthy.
Those people are living in hell in Baltimore.
And he says they're thanking him for calling attention to it.
They really appreciate what I'm doing, and they've let me know it.
Claiming they flooded the White House with emails, calls, and letters, though the administration has not provided evidence. The president says African Americans love the job he's doing, despite his unpopularity in the polls. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pro-democracy protests moved underground to Hong Kong's subway system today, blocking commuters from exiting their trains. Service was delayed and partially suspended at some stations, forcing riders to wait in long lines for shuttle bus service to other stops. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, there is the lurking question of when China might feel compelled to intervene in its autonomous territory.
Another weekend of violent protests in Hong Kong has prompted a rare public statement from the central government in Beijing. Representatives of its Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office called a press conference to condemn the protests that they say undermine the rule of law. The protests show no sign of abating, though, and questions are starting to mount over where the threshold may be for calling in the Chinese military to support the police. The Hong Kong Affairs Office was asked this during the press conference. They responded only by pointing to the city's constitution, as they have in the past. It allows city officials to request military help, although neither the city nor Beijing have given any specifics. The government also repeated its support for City Administrator Carrie Lam and the Hong Kong police. The officials claim Western countries are stoking the unrest.
This is